A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
How you doing? I'm Adam Catterall, in for Andy Goldstein, and you're listening to the TalkSport Daily Podcast. Coming up on the pod today, we've got Simon Jordan's take on Dele Alli's controversial social media video. Big Sam Allardyce defends Jordan Pickford, and an exclusive interview from within the England cricket camp ahead of the T20 against South Africa, live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. But we start on the sports bar with myself and Jason Cundy on the night's action in the AFL.
Time for Watkins to turn, and it ends all square, and that'll be a huge frustration for Leeds United, who stop the rot and they consolidate second place.
I believe Calvin Phillips is with the Moose right at this moment in time at Griffin Park, so let's get down to him.
He certainly is. How did you not win that game?
I don't know, to be fair. You know, he was very unlucky with the first goal.
Work back to the edge of his own penalty here. Oh, Kiko Garcia has lost it, and it's tapped into the net by Ben Rama. Brentford against the run of play, lead by a goal to nil.
Not going to ask you to dig your goalkeeper out, but it was a bad mistake, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a mistake, but, you know, we don't get on his back about it. You know, as a club like Leeds United, we know we need to get behind his players, and, you know, that's what we did. As soon as, you know, he made the mistake, we got behind him. You know, we showed him confidence in the changing room at half-time. You know, we said it don't matter, just forget about it, and, you know, hopefully, he don't make many more like that.
Let's get the Brentford assessment, shall we? Nick's a Brentford fan. You guys weren't at it tonight, were you, Nick?
Hi, Nick. Yeah, evening, guys. Great show as usual. Yeah, tonight, you know what? I thought we weren't at it tonight. We weren't on our game. But you know what? We might not have been on our game, and Leeds might have had the better of us. But the main thing is we got a draw out of it.
Yeah.
You see, when you're not playing well, you need to hang on in there and get a draw. And I'll tell you what, Frank's got the boys so well lined defensively this year. As much as we talk about BMW, I tell you what, the defence and especially Norgaard in midfield have been a sensation.
Yeah.
I mean, we can see the goals left, right and centre over the last few years, but them boys at the back, especially Pinnock as well, brilliant. To me, as far as a Leeds fan tonight, I'd be feeling quite disappointed in my team because, you know, they caught us on a bad day and they should be punishing us, but they haven't. And you can come away with a point and it feels like a win.
What a result for Charlton. Lyle Taylor's first half goal moves them 6 points clear of the relegation zone with a massive 3 points. And Forest, after such a big result of the weekend, they blow it at home. Forest 0, Charlton 1.
That's a big blow for Forest.
Yeah, yeah.
Forest would have... The one thing you can say is that Brentford and Leeds didn't take advantage. And it wasn't one of those teams that won, which would have really hurt them.
Chris, you're a Forest fan, aren't you, mate?
Right, yes, I am, mate, yeah.
Welcome to the show. Weekend, put in a wonderful performance against Leeds. What happened tonight?
What happened tonight was Lamucci took liberties with Charlton. That's what happened. We changed five players from the starting 11 that played against Leeds at the weekend. Gave two guys their home debut. He basically looked like we put a reserve team out, to be honest with you, in the first half. And then they were playing catch-up, changing players just after half-time that should have been on from the start. No grabbing on the bench at all. They just rested him.
Why?
With Tyler Walker leading the front line, who's just come back from Lincoln and was absolutely all over the place. You know, we totally took liberties. 3 points tonight, we'd have gone second, you know, and you know, he's got it right all season, Lamucci, but he's got to stand there tonight and hold his hand up and say, I've got this one wrong.
We play a lot of games, like Kashi and Yuri, but it's just my mistake.
This is Simon Jordan on Jim White and Natalie Soyershaw. And this is him saying that Dele Alli's stupidity will cost him personally as well as the club after his controversial social media post.
you can't unring this bell. The influence that players have is so omnipotent, so pervasive in terms of undermining the authority of football clubs, that it's almost uncontrollable now. And what you've got is nobody in business or life or anything can control this phenomenon, which is social media. You know, governments are being brought down, presidents are being elected by social media. You know, campaigns are being run over social media, people's opinions concerning Brexit and whatever else are being run. So no one's ever planned or understood how social media really hangs together. So expecting football clubs that are antiquated business at times, that turn like ocean liners when it comes to moving with any kind of speed, to get hold of what their players are doing is probably a little bit of a stretch. You know, in my time, you'd have your players under contracts with an obligation not to bring the club into disrepute. So if they did something, I had a player once who went on a radio station and criticised the manager, and I handed him his head because it was very clear that his obligations had been breached. He was being divisive towards the club. In this instance, not only is Dele Alli hurting certain aspects of the club, he's hurting himself because he's running around getting paid fortunes for commercial endorsements, you know, whether it's clothing lines and so on and so forth. So his stupidity, you know, doesn't just affect, you know, the football club that he's at. Of course, you'd want to think that these players will think before they do things. But we can go back forever and a day, whether it was players behaving dreadfully at the Grosvenor, or those dreadful times when roasting was the terminology that players got involved in. Players live on an island where they've got fans singing their name, giving them a pass about how they behave. And it's gotten worse and worse and worse and worse because the influence that players have, the financial wherewithal they've got, takes them out of the stratosphere of real control. So what do you do as an owner? Do you sit there and say to these players, I'm gonna stop you from going on social media. I'm going to determine, I'm going to regulate, I'm going to censor your ability to communicate with the world. You're going to have anarchy. You're going to have players that don't want to sign for football clubs if it's got a clause in their contract which says they can't do social media. Whether we like social media or we don't, it's a phenomenon that's here to stay. It's self-publishing. It takes everybody into a different stratosphere now. And trying to regulate these players, what you want to do is get the manager and the club to speak to players at the beginning of a season saying, now think about what you're doing. Think about the manner in which you communicate. Dele Alli thinking a subject matter which is, in, you know, causing great consternation, shutting down a country almost and putting that up as a joke is just pure and utter self-indulgent ignorance and stupidity. Does that take you into the territory of being sanctioned because you're stupid? Because I tell you what, we'll lose half the Premier League if we're going to go down that territory of saying to players, we're going to sanction you because you're stupid.
Time for Big Sam now on his former keeper at Sunderland, Jordan Pickford, telling us why he still backs the England number one.
One of the reasons why he's such a good goalkeeper is his character. And the proof of his character was his world-class save against Benteke. I was there at the weekend watching that game. When I saw he'd made that mistake, everybody said, oh, he's going to be in trouble. I said, he'll throw it away, he'll get rid of it, and he'll come back and he won't make another one. He didn't only make another one, he won Everton the game. Because that save against, that free header against Benteke was a top-class save where he'd thrown his body in front of it. And I think that is the character that he has, and that's why he's such a good goalkeeper.
Time to head over to Drive now with Matt Holland and Adrian Durham, and this is Jermaine Beckford on what life was like as a Leeds United player.
On a Saturday, I was playing in front of maybe 80 people, give or take. Travelled.
What was the game?
Worldstone against somebody.
Yep.
Big game.
Remember it well.
I can't remember it. I'll be honest with you, I can't remember.
I
remember coming off early because I knew that I had something in the pipelines with Leeds. And I didn't want to run the risk of getting injured or whatever. So I came off early, and that was in front of about 80-ish people. I signed on Sunday, trained on Monday.
It's Craig David's song,
yeah? Yeah. Yeah. It is, isn't it? Listen, I didn't even think of that. Yeah.
Scored the winner on Tuesday.
I wish. Signed for Leeds on Sunday, played, trained on Monday, and then I played on Tuesday in front of 34,500 people.
Whoa!
Against Crystal Palace, so. And there was Elland Road.
We're not best pals. We haven't known each other that long, but I suspect you weren't overawed by that.
He's not shy, is he?
No, you're a confident guy.
Lads, I'm just happy. I'm confident in myself. You know?
No, there's nothing wrong with that. But was part of you nervous or
massively? I was bricking it.
Yeah.
I can't imagine
that.
listen, I've got a very calm exterior, but underneath, I was on the touchline, and as soon as my number, I was number 32 at the time, as soon as my number came up on the boards, and Elland Road, it's an evening game, Elland Road is full, lights beaming, the crowd are roaring, and my number came up, and it just went up another couple of decibels. I'll be honest with you, every single sensation, feeling you could get, ran just like right through my body, through my veins, my skin, everything was just, oh wow, it was phenomenal.
Amazing. And listen, just to round this up, when you, I mean, Leeds is, it feels like it's in your heart, Leeds United Football Club. How difficult was it to leave Leeds?
Painful. That's why I keep trying to get a new contract every time I see the chairman. Do you know what, from the first week that I signed at Leeds, I said to myself, wow, this is where I want to end my career. It really is, because everything about it, in terms of the football side of things, but mainly everything outside of actually playing, the people that are around the place, the girls in the canteens, the stewards, the literally everybody connected with the club, just made me feel so welcome and helped me to learn and grow as a person as well, you know, so that just meant a lot to me. So I get back quite a bit to Elland Road. I do a bit of the corporate stuff down there as well. So I just can't get enough of the place.
Brilliant.
I can't get enough.
England take on South Africa in the first of three T20s later today, live and exclusive on TalkSport 2. Coverage gets underway at 3:25 p.m. Bit of an odd time, but you know what they like at cricket. Weird, aren't they? They stop for butties in a cup of tea. Anyway, here's fastballer Mark Wood with TalkSport's Andrew McKenna.
Well, first and foremost, Mark, welcome back. Did you have a nice break at home, or did you have any time for a break whatsoever?
I had a lovely break, actually. It was nice to get home and see family. I was changing nappies quite a bit, which is always good fun, but great mentally to get away in after what was a hard tour. You know, I was here 2 weeks before the test was here, just to build up and get my bowling loads up and stuff. So a long, hard process, and then nice to have a week at home and mentally refresh for the 2020.
Because it's three hard games, and as Owen Morgan keeps saying, three very important games. It's the start of the build-up for the World T20.
That's right. We know that this is, you know, I know 2020's thought of being quick flash and lots of fun and stuff like that, and that'll be key, but as well as a serious business behind it as well, and we're building towards that World Cup, and that's something that we need to take into account here. They're going to be a difficult team to beat in their own conditions, off the back of that domestic competition as well, so we'll have to play well to beat them.
If you ask members of the public, people who watch the game, they say it's a batsman's game. It's all about biff, baff, all of that. But I was looking at your numbers. In international T20s, 11 wickets at 13.5, and in domestic T20, 30 wickets at 22.4. Is that a batsman's game or a fast bowler who knows his role?
Still a batsman's game, let me tell you that. I think, I bowl at good times to take wickets. That's my role in the team, is to get wickets, so that'll be what I'm probably entrusted with if I get selected here. It'll be to try and make a difference and get a key wicket if we need it. I mean, that's when I've played for England so far in 2020s. It's been the role that Morgie's asked me to play and one I hope I can continue to do well for him.
It appears fast bowling is now back in fashion again. I mean, England could have had yourself and Jofra here, but obviously with his problems, he's not playing. South Africa brought Dale Steyn back. Is fast bowling now back on the radar again?
Oh, we're definitely the coolest of the bunch, you know what I mean? These spinners and batters and stuff. The fast bowlers are definitely the coolest lads. So it's great to have Dale Steyn to come up against. I've never played against him before. So it'll be awesome to see how he goes about things on the park. And I think with fast bowling around the world and plenty of good fast bowlers out there, it's nice to see that we're getting a little bit of recognition.
Remember, you can catch all the action from South Africa by listening to the Following On Cricket podcast, available every day of the tour on Apple Podcasts, Acast and Spotify. Now, let's head over to the afternoon legends that are Hawksby and Jacobs.
There's a new BBC series on Greta Thunberg.
I've told you, but I can't tell you any more times. I've got the definitive.
I know you have.
Thunberg. Be a bit scouse about it.
Teen activist Greta Thunberg has been hired by the BBC for a new series on climate change, which is fine. I'm quite in favour of that. The 17-year-old Swede will be followed across the world as she meets scientists and political leaders. You think, well, how much carbon footprint is that going to leave? They send camera crews around the world, flying around the world.
She can't sail there, can she, all the way?
Well, she'll sail around the world, but the camera crews. cruise, man, were they? They
okay, well, but why can't okay, sitting there green saying, why did we say yes to this gig? Much would have preferred to have
maybe they will.
I mean, sadly, from Greta Thunberg's point of view, yeah, she won't be able to appear as a contestant on Take Me Out because
no, that's very unfortunate.
We're done, aren't we? I saw Paddy had just taken the social media to talk about it, and we did say to Paddy that really the last ever edition of Take Me Out, if had he known he was doing it, could have included, basically, it would have been the kind of year zero version of Let the Dog See the Rabbit type thing that he always does. Let the so-and-so see the so-and-so.
That would be good.
There was only one place left to go, and it would have finished his TV career by doing it, of course. Let the pit. Yeah, we get the idea of that. Just fade back. But I never got a chance. You what a fine. 11 years he got out. I think it was,
I
liked amazing.
It. Yeah,
very
the usual headline, Mino like it, and then explained Paddy with his catch. Yes, we know what his catchphrase is. If you don't, it's no point.
Yeah, anyway.
Hello, I'm Barry Glendenning, and you're listening to TalkSport Daily.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back to Simon Jordan telling us why the Premier League is slowly killing the English football pyramid and the EFL must stand up to them.
They'll play 21 games in the Champions League or 17, but they won't play in the League Cup. They won't honour their obligations. They won't honour their responsibilities. The Premier League doesn't pay its levy into the grassroots. It's supposed to pay 1% of its money to the grassroots. It doesn't do that. The Premier League is a law unto itself. And if the EFL's got anything about it, if Rick Parry, as one of the intellectual capital thinking behind the construction of the Premier League, doesn't know how the Premier League operates, then he should. And if he isn't prepared to take them to task now, then we are setting sail or setting fire to the opportunities for the Football League to save itself.
Back to breakfast and to this Leeds fan before their game against Brentford saying that he wants Big Sam at Elland instead of Marcello Bielsa. Sweet baby Jesus and the orphans.
He's playing more or less the same kind of football he was playing last season, which is great to watch. But the problem is this season we haven't got Roof to put the ball in the back of the net. And I know he was a little bit injury prone last season, but Bamford is our record signing. He was nearly £10 million and his work rate's good, but he's just not doing it. He's just not putting the ball in the net. And the sad thing is, we've got no one else. But we had no one else. We signed Augustin, and all he gets is, a 10-minute cameo against Forest.
Yeah. Are you losing faith then, Danny, with Bielsa? Do you think he's the problem?
Sam, I would take you in a heartbeat, mate. And I'm going to be really honest when I say that. Bielsa was great, but look at his track record. Players just seem to fall apart. I like that last final hurdle. It happened last season. It's happened with his other clubs. He's been known to walk. And this season, it's happening. And we're only in February. We've won one game in five. In fact, since Cardiff, when we looked like we were playing Salem, winning seven games on a row, we were 3-0 up. We throw that game away. And since then, it's just been an absolute nightmare. We've won two games, albeit the Birmingham game was a great result. And the Millwall game was great. But the goals we're conceding is a problem as well.
And we finish where we start, and this is me and Cundy Man, new nickname, on the sports bar. Not sure what this will be, but I know it'll be good stuff.
I've never really rung in before. I listen to TalkSport all the time. But yeah, just thought, you know, why not? You know, save a train and that. But yeah, to be honest, I should be in bed really because it's the missus' birthday tomorrow.
Well, Rob, let us wish her happy birthday, mate. Let us be.
It's actually birthday now. It's a birthday now,
Rob. Let's.
Oh, mate, no,
Rob, I swear she won't. It's amazing. When people come on the radio, it's that you think they're going to go mad and they don't.
Oh, my God, this is such bad idea.
No, Rob,
it's the best idea that you've asked.
We'll do it.
This is a birthday present. She will never, ever, ever forget. Hey. Trust me, she won't forget, Rob.
What's the missus's name, mate?
Lisa.
Yeah, perfect. Lisa's up for this. Are we allowed to ask how old Lisa is?
No, we don't need to know. Lisa's birthday.
Yeah, okay. There we go.
I mean, this is one of the best birthday presents she's ever
had. This is amazing.
Yeah.
This is amazing, yeah?
Yeah.
She's going to love this.
Yeah. I don't know why I decided to ring into TalkSport when I've listened to it. And now there's two people on the radio and they want to wish you happy birthday.
Hi, Lise.
You all right, Lise?
Hey, Lise. Look, he's done this for a wind-up. He's done this for a wind-up, Lise. He said he's done it for a bet. I'm betting that he wouldn't wake you up and he's woken you up. He said he couldn't care less. Couldn't care less about you, even though it's your birthday. Couldn't care less.
Right, okay.
Happy birthday, Lisa. Happy birthday to your kid. You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
You were catching some Zeds then, weren't you? Rob's rung us up and he says, Here, lads, I'm going to go upstairs. I'm going to wake the missus up. Here, let's stick this on the radio. This would be all right.
What are you doing for your birthday, Lise?
Not a lot, I don't think.
No? Are you going out?
No, not today. No, I don't think so.
What's your birthday, though, Lise?
Is Rob not taking you out?
I am. I'll take her out for lunch, but I didn't tell her.
Where are you going to take her? Will you take her up the Shard? For her birthday?
you're a Wally.
I think she'd enjoy that.
Lisa, would you enjoy that?
I'm not taking her up the forest, mate. No.
Hey, Rob, you've been a great sport.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Happy birthday, Lisa.
Thank you.
Cheers. Right, have a great day. See you, Rob. Excellent work.
And that's it, you lucky devils. You've got me for two more sports bars this week. In fact, three, if you count Friday night. I know that you're probably going to be out romancing with it being Valentine's and what have you, but why not put me in the background to be the soundtrack to your night? Woohoo! Like Lionel Richie. Anyway, you've been listening to the TalkSport Daily Podcast. Don't forget, you can download this podcast via Acast, Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Don't forget that tonight from 7 p.m, it's Around the Grounds on TalkSport with Hugh Woozencroft and Matt Holland with updates and all the goals as they go in on a busy night of EFL action. There'll be another one of these same time tomorrow with me, Mr. Lover. Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.